Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, and thank you for joining us with another live episode of Love and Life. I'm your host, Roger Love. Yes, I am. How you doing? I'm also joined by my lovely co-host, Miss Kiki. Good morning, Kiki.
Good morning, Roger Love.
Girl, yes, ma'am. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing wonderful this morning. How are you?
I am doing absolutely fine. Yes. Yes, yes, ma'am. Girl, there's some stuff going on and some stuff I will be talking about, but we're going to get this show started right. We're about to move it quickly and professionally, as you might say, by giving out some old-fashioned birthday wishes and junk and stuff. Yes. Now, kicking off my list this morning, well, not this morning, but tomorrow morning, yes, August 24th, is a girl who I go way back with. And I mean, like, afros and waves, honey, way back.
Oh.
E. Forbes Preston. Yes. Yes. That's her name on Facebook. Yes. Miss Preston, Mrs. Preston, I'm sorry. Is it Mrs. when you're married, right?
It's Mrs., yeah.
Yes, Mrs. D. Forbes Preston, yes. I'll call her either Danica or Nika. Some people know her as D, I guess. I don't know who calls her D, but you know, hey, years later, anybody can call you anything, you know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
But, yes, that's my homegirl from high school. Bless her heart. I think that's where I actually met. Yeah, in high school. Another 96er. She's a 96er. I'm a 95er. Yes. You're right. Yes, her birthday is coming up on August 21st, which is tomorrow. Bless her heart. Also followed by, which is Monday, August 22nd, Miss Hadia Moore. Bless her heart. Now, see, girl, all of these people, well, minus one person, does not have their name, I mean their age, should I say. Just one person actually has their age, and yes, I'm going to blast it loudly and proudly. Mr. Anthony Mitty, a.k.a. Ninja, that's what we call him. I swear that nickname come from. One of these days I may have to ask him, because I don't think I've asked him that before. And if I did, I don't remember. But we call him Ninja, because that's the name that we were told that he was called. And I'm like, I've never seen him do any ninjutsu or even karate. I've never even seen him kick at anything. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know where that name come from. I'll ask him, though. I will. His birthday is coming up Tuesday, August 23rd, and he is turning that age of 45. Four, ha! Huh. Yes, 44 years old, dude. Yes, indeed, child. I don't even know how long I've actually known Ninja, but did I know he was that old when he was when I met him? I didn't think he was as old as he was. I guess when I first met him, I don't know, but yeah, he is.
45
years old. He shares his birthday with Mr. Ed Gale. Bless his heart. I'm glad to see he's back and up and at him out of the hospital. Bless his heart. His birthday is also Tuesday. Now, he didn't put his age on there, though, because he knew it would be blasted if he did. Yes, but also following on Wednesday, August 24th, Miss Cynthia A. Dorsey, bless her heart. Well, I haven't said anything or said anything about her in a whole year because I don't really see much of her on Facebook anymore, bless her heart. But her birthday is coming up on August 24th. I don't even know how old she is. But bless her heart anyway. Happy birthday to you, Cynthia. Followed by, coming up on Thursday, August 25th, Mr. Randy Burnham. Yes. He's turning that ripe old age of 49. That means you are one more year from 50. Bless his heart. I wonder what he's up to these days. He's an old boss of mine, y'all. Literally now. He's an old yes, he is an old boss of mine. He shares his birthday, though, with, my, Mr. Jensen Atwood. Yes, yes. And if y'all don't know who Jensen Atwood is, honey, he's an actor, an African-American actor who starred in one of my favorite shows for the two seasons that it was on and the movie that actually spawned from it, which was Noah's Ark. Yes, he played Wade, y'all, but he has done a lot of other stuff since then. He was recently the featured lead male in Countess Vaughn's new video, honey, called Do You Love Him? Now, I saw the video, you know, and it was like, okay, I got the gist of where it was going, but the link that I had clicked on, it just didn't play it that well, so I couldn't really follow it, but it was just, yeah, okay, I guess. But yeah, okay. But it was followable, I guess. But it was okay. I just couldn't really get it because it kept stopping and pausing, and just like it wasn't really syncing up with what was, you know. But you know, hey, I mean, it is what it is. He got the lead, and Countess was singing. So yeah, okay. Well, bless your heart. And also coming up on Friday, August the 26th, my cousin, which okay. Now, I know a lot of us, as far as my family, were born in 1976. Because I got quite a few cousins that were born in 1976 with me. But this here, I thought was actually older than me. I did not realize he was actually younger than me. Because, you know, my birthday is at the beginning of the year. His is actually coming up on the 26th next week. But I thought he was actually older than me. I didn't know he was actually a few months younger than me. I did not know that. Mr. Bo Skittles, I didn't say your name, but I'm going to say your name. Bo Skittles? They call
okay.
him
Bo. Okay. Is
it
okay, Mr. Bo Skittles?
Okay, yeah. They call him Bo, you know, but I ain't going to put his government name out there. I don't know how he might feel about that, so I'm going to just not do it. But yeah, that's his birthday. So he's turning 40 years old. I thought he was older than me, for real. I really did. Ask me why, I did. But he's not, apparently, unless I hit this right on here on there when he was born. You know, some people get 75 or 76 mixed up. I don't know why, but they do. And that's my birthday wishes for the week. I had a whole bunch of them this week, honey. And if
you sure did.
And if you think, you ought to wait till next week, because got even more. But yes, that's the way it rolls, honey. That's the way they do. So happy birthday, you all.
Happy birthday, y'all.
All right, Miss Kiki. Now, girl, who you got to give shout outs to this morning?
Well, tomorrow I have two birthday wishes. Jermaine Nelson, I went to school with Jermaine. He will be turning 42 tomorrow. Happy birthday, Jermaine.
Oh.
I also have Shaquita Evans. Her birthday is tomorrow as well. Happy birthday, Shaquita. And next week, August 24th, I have Mr. Chad Big Hawk Hawking. And his birthday is August 24th. And happy birthday, Chad. And that's my birthday wish for the week.
All right, now. Well, happy birthday, y'all. And good stuff. All right, now, girl. Now, you know, one thing that I really do not like talking about is Donald Trump. Yeah. But I see a whole bunch of stuff going on Facebook, you know, and I just scrolling, and I keep seeing Donald Trump. Girl. First thing I want to talk about with Donald Trump is just like, you know what, it's like, I don't know if I should be just, you know, even pissed off. I don't even know if I should really even be upset with Donald Trump anymore, because it's like, to me, it's no longer even about him. It's about the idiots that keep supporting him. That's what I think. But, you know, did I call y'all idiots? Oh, yeah, I did. Yes, I did. Okay.
Oh.
But it's like my whole thing is when it comes down to it, look at the meat of what it is that he's serving you, because that's what's supposed to be substantial, but it's not. His whole core of being is not even substantial enough to really make me feel safe for him to be the president of this country, especially being a minority, as at least in their minds we're a minority, because I still refuse to believe that. I haven't counted everybody, you know. And I don't believe that the census ever counts everybody, because it historically it never did. You know what I'm saying? But that's my belief on that. So, moving on, it's like, yeah, it's like, not that I'm seeing lately. Being in New Orleans, first of all, you know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, you were in Louisiana, I'm going to say, because it's not just but in Louisiana, the lower south, where, you know, the flooding has been happening.
Mm-hmm.
Our hearts, you know, that's where the home is. You know, that's where you live now, and that's where your home is. And you know we always feel when stuff happens in our city, you know. But one thing we don't do in our city is fake the funk, okay? We don't do that. We don't do that. Be it a good thing or a bad thing, we just don't fake it. We don't. Now, Donald, you and that fake toupee and your vice presidential hopeful, well, your vice, yeah, him, came to the city and basically, from the picture, the video that I just saw, a clip of him going outside of a Walmart, him and his entourage, because, yeah, they had some secret services that wasn't that secret behind him, some other people that was there to support him while he was standing there for this video to actually pass along supplies off of a truck. And I'm thinking to myself, you know what, self, do you think Donald Trump would actually have been doing anything of that nature had it not been for him actually trying to run for this office? Hell no!
Yeah,
hell no!
Hmm.
When Katrina happened, Katrina was one of the biggest disasters in this country's history.
Hmm.
Where was Donald Trump at then?
Hmm.
Did he say anything about donating anything or being out there to help the people or anything of that nature during that time?
Nope.
At all.
He was trying to rack up the Celebrity Apprentice.
Did they even say anything? Did they even donate any of the proceeds or anything to help these people? During the time of Orlando, you know, the mass shooting. Did he go down there to actually see what was going on without a camera being there, taking pictures?
Well, he doesn't believe in gay rights.
Yeah, but it wasn't just the rights that people were actually, you know, dealing with. People were getting shot and killed. That's life.
Yeah, if he doesn't believe in it, he's not going to support it.
You're not supporting gay rights by saying that people deserve to live, though. That's the thing.
I agree with you.
See, if you're gonna actually say all of these things and be like, well, you know what, I'm pro the people, then be pro the people. You're not pro the lifestyle that they choose to live or the way that they choose to live, but they do deserve to have life. Don't nobody deserve to just get shot because you don't agree with them. So,
I agree with you totally, but you know, he is Donald Trump, you know?
Of course, Donald Trump. I know, yes. But this is the whole thing that it's like, you know what, you just get tired of seeing him doing the stuff that he's doing. But then he gave a speech to try to win over his African-American voters. But he has none. Well, he has some because, you know, they got some out there. It's just, yeah, they're out there. But he actually deemed his speech around was, what do we have to lose?
Mm-hmm.
Now, that take in a many different ways, can it?
Hmm.
One way that we can take it is them saying that, you know what, y'all ain't got shit.
Hmm.
Y'all don't have shit. Y'all ain't looking to have shit. So what do you have to lose with me even being a person? What does it even bother you that I'm going to be running this country? Because it ain't going to affect y'all in no which way, shape, or form. It ain't going to get y'all nothing, and it ain't going to take nothing away from y'all. Y'all ain't got nothing.
Ooh.
You know?
Well, I took it as, you know, it's a stab at Obama.
Mm-hmm. It's always a stab at Obama, child. That's the big thing for him. That's the biggest thing. But my thing is, like, yes, in 8 years, where we are now compared to where we were then, it's like, yeah, you walk through life with blinders on if you can't see that the change has actually come. He has made the change that he spoke about. And, you know, to deny people what they've accomplished, it's like, yeah, you know what, I'm not going to go down a whole list to say everything of what this president did and what he didn't do and all this kind of stuff because of the fact that, you know, his term is almost over. We are where we are right now. My question is where does this country, where does the people in this country, because that's who I need to be talking to, the people. People, where do you all want to find yourself going in the future of this country? Because essentially that's where your vote should actually lie. What is it that you think that, you know, the presidential candidates can actually gain this country? Not just you as an individual, because I feel like if the country thrives, we should all be thriving. Where do you see this country being? Where do you see it going? Where do you want it to go? Because essentially that's who you should vote for to help get you there. And my thought is this. I don't see Donald Trump being good to run this country at all. I don't see where it would actually benefit this country for him to run it. He makes his name, you know, being a businessman. But how many businesses have come and gone that this man has actually had? Now, true enough, he had some that happened to be successful, but it's real estate. You know what I'm saying? Real estate is something that, you know, it is what it is. It can be up one day, down one day, and it's like people are looking to always try to buy stuff as far as owning property. You know, people are always trying to own property, and that's not going to stop as long as people have jobs where they can afford to buy property. So,
right. And then my thing is getting killed by, he keeps coming up with the way, you know, the secret of how to be rich.
Mm.
Everybody's tuning in and like, oh, Donald about to say how to get rich.
Woo!
So many people, like, they made a big old thing or something. He had came out and he said he was going to get the tip on how to be rich.
Oh, I saw that, yeah, some time ago, yeah, I saw that.
And so many people ran to watch it. It was one of the top things to watch on the candidate. And my thing is, he was born with money. Like, He just lucked up on his own money by building the Trump Towers. I mean,
no, that wasn't luck. That's real estate.
No, he bought the airplane. That was luck because nobody realized they didn't have it in the for people not to buy. So not everybody that passed over Trump Towers had to pay him, including Air Force One. So that was a smart decision. Nobody thought of buying the airplane.
Yeah.
So now you cannot buy an airplane. It's against the law. But he was the first company to do it. He bought it out.
Yep, just face over Trump Towers. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a move. But that to me, that's why I say it's not luck. Because A, you were born into money, which means that your family has already had that train of thought. You got to try to figure out.
Well, nobody ever thought about buying it.
No, I'm not talking about just what he did as far as buying the airspace over it. I'm saying, in your life, if all you have to do is sit there and try to think of something that you can do to actually get more money. Eventually, you're going to come up with a great idea at some point because that's all you got
at
to
some point.
You don't have bills to worry about because you were born into money. You got people taking care of you. Until you get out on your own and buy your own house, you're still not doing it with your money. You're doing it with the money that was already given to you.
Right.
you don't have no other concerns like, you know, having to work to support a family. You know what I'm saying? Having to make sure your kids get a good education because that's the best you can do, you know, finding babysitters and all that other kind of stuff. You don't have to do all of that when you got caregivers living in your house that's basically just there to raise you, you know? You have no other worries or concerns. You don't have to worry about being stopped by the police because you're in a certain neighborhood, you know what I'm saying, driving a certain kind of car. You know, you don't have those extra worries of life that a lot of us do. You know, we're regular people. We weren't born into money. Everything we have, we had to work for to get it.
Right.
You don't have to worry about having a negative bank account at any given point. True enough, you filed bankruptcy like you did, you know, on a regular basis, but, you know, that's neither here nor there. But when that's all you have to think about is, like, you know what? You know, I got all this money sitting here. I want to see how I can go and get some more. You know, what can I do? What can I do? Maybe, just maybe, you know, when I build these, when I took my parents' money to build these towers, you know, to start making money off of that, people start looking at that as like a, what they call a monument or something, I guess. So I guess if I buy the airspace over it so they can tour over it and I can charge pass over it and go and see it, I can get money off of that. I don't see nothing that says that I can't. Okay. It's a good idea. Hello. I just say, wish we would have thought of that. Yes, we do. But then they stopped it after it happened, but he did it already. Yeah. So it doesn't take much to come up with a great idea when you ain't got shit else to do is what I'm saying. I think that's the gist of that statement.
Right.
But, you know, still does not mean that you are qualified to run a country, and it still does not mean that you are the best businessman to actually handle a budget of the, you know, of our economical size. But, you know, it still tells me that you're just thinking about the money aspect and how, to me, that's not the right way to actually be a president, you know, because it's not all about the money. It's about the people that you're representing. You have to do what's best for all of your citizens, not just what's best for a bank account, and particularly your bank account.
Right.
So what my whole thing is, and Donald Trump cannot relate to the people. He can relate to that what they call the top 1%, maybe, and without looking down his little squinted eye, you know what I'm saying, even relate to them. You know, it's like when you get people with that kind of money for that long, it's like they just have that air of arrogance. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And that does not read well, translate well to actually relating to people on a human level, because you already have that idea that you're just above them. You already can do whatever it is that you want to do, and you've been doing that during your whole campaign. My thing is, like, I want to know truly the people that are supporting him, what is it that they truly believe that this man, as a president, is going to be able to do for them? Because essentially that's where their mind frame is. Well, if he gets into office, this is what he's going to be able to do for us.
Mm-hmm.
What can he do for you that he hasn't already done? Because if he ain't done shit for you now, what do you think he's going to be able to do for you then? That's my question. If somebody can give me an intellectual answer on that, by all means, post it on Love and Life's wall so we can actually read that. Give me some insight that I might be missing. I don't know. If you can give me an intellectual answer to that, please let me know what this man can actually do for this country that will put it in a better position than what it is now.
He's a Donald.
So is Donald Duck. Okay. Yes, ma'am. Ronald is a McDonald. Does that make him any Mick better?
He's phenomenal. Like President Obama said, he's phenomenal.
Yeah. That's what they do. That's what they do. Things come and go so easily. Yeah, I guess that's.
I think the best thing Donald Trump is going to show us how to do is file bankruptcy.
Okay, yeah, he can give us a good lesson on that one. I said he's done it so many times.
How rich people file bankruptcy and keep their money.
All of it.
No.
Because they're bankrupt. Now, I always thought bankrupt means that your bank account has been wiped out.
Mm-mm.
I thought it meant.
There's levels to this shit.
Okay, that's what we learned dealing with Donald Trump. But, yes, there are different levels to that now. Because beforehand, you know what? This is the thing. Long time ago, when things only applied to certain people, it was really cut and dry how it, you know, what it was. But then when you want to start trying to bend things in your favor, that's when you start seeing those multiple layers of these things that says, well, okay, well, this layer is being peeled now, so this is why it's like this and why it applies to this person. Oh, wait, now this person has this situation, so that's a different layer, but, yes, he can do this on this level now. It's all of these different things that come out when it's not cut and dry no more. You know what I'm saying? Used to be cut and dry that in order to file bankruptcy is because your bank account depleted all the way down to nothing, just about, to where everything that you had as asset has now been overtaken by your debt. You know? That's what bankruptcy used to be. Nowadays, oh no, when you get ready to see a problem happen, hurry up and actually liquidate everything that you have to get it out of this account to show that this account has been completely depleted. So when you file bankruptcy, this is what they're going to see. Because now where that whole transaction that you were trying to do failed, they're going to see that you have nothing in that account. So you can file bankruptcy on that account. And then once that is cleared, take your assets and put it back into that account or a different account and, you know, start again with the money that you still had. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
See? Said it so fast, you got lost a little bit, didn't you? Didn't you?
Huh?
I said, it so fast, you got lost a little bit, didn't you?
Yeah, like I was yesterday when we had that discussion. Yes.
Yes.
So I have a question about the Donald. If he becomes our president, and that's the strong word, if. What previous
experience?
what was I saying before I was really interrupted?
The Donald. Who interrupted you?
Not you, Roger. Someone in the background.
Oh.
You
were asking if Donald Trump becomes the president,
what previous experience does he have as president to have acknowledged all the things that we're actually going through right now?
None. He has no experience at all. As a political person, he has no experience at all. My thought is like I said, it's just when it comes to relating to the people and the people's needs, how do you relate to people? Because you have no idea of what to do. It's like when you're standing up there at a line passing out stuff on the back of a Walmart truck, supplies or whatnot. My thing is you're sitting in front of cameras. You're wearing a business suit doing it. My thing is if you want to look like a worker, you look like a worker. You look like you're doing something. You look like you're there to do something. Every time you saw President Barack Obama doing something of that nature, he never stood in his business suit. If he had his shirt on, he took the jacket off, rolled up them sleeves, took off that tie, and got to work. That's how you work.
Right?
Who you know is going to be sitting up there passing out supplies and stuff in a business suit? Really? As hot as it is? It's still summertime, you know, in some places. And then you got to behind you that ain't doing shit. Let the president actually be there doing it. He's going to have everybody that's there with him doing whatever it is that he's doing, because that's the purpose of them being there. It ain't about taking mm-hmm. pictures. It ain't about smiling for the cameras. It's about getting the job done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I'm like, yeah. And at a lot of these functions where you see the president actually doing this stuff, you're not seeing it on a video camera because people are not there with a video crew and mm-hmm. people showed up to actually videotape it. Or the news crew showed up to do a story about it. But that he didn't travel there with these people. They came there because he was there. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, yeah, Donald, I'm done. Can we talk about something else here? Can we talk about
yes.
something else? Thank you so much. Okay, now I just saw another post on Facebook. Yes, I did. Mm-hmm. That it was four pictures. One picture was supposed to be of a wife. One picture was supposedly of a mother. One picture was supposedly of a baby mama. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And one picture was supposedly of the daughter.
Mm-hmm.
They posed the question, now, in a man's life, where do these women fall in order of importance? I guess you're asking. But basically, where do you rank them?
Mm-hmm.
So basically saying which is more important to you or who has the priority in your life, your
right.
wife,
and
your mother.
Some people look at it the biblical way of saying the wife, then the daughter, then the mother. Because when you get married, you leave your family, the wife comes, and then the children.
Mm.
And the wife is supposed to come before the kids because the husband is the leader, then the wife, then the children.
Mm-hmm.
But then some people look at it as, and the baby mama should be right where the children are, pretty much, because that's the whole purpose of her. But some people look at it as, well, my children, because a woman gonna come and go.
Mm-hmm.
So some people look at it as my children, then my mom, then my wife, then my baby mama.
Now, see, I can understand that one, too, because my thought is until a child gets to a certain age in your life, then I would still say the children should be your number one priority to support, because the wife is there to support you also. If you're there, you're married, y'all are one and on one accord. And on one accord is y'all responsibility to make sure your child is taken care of. So I can see, you know, them being the top priority, the children. And then, of course, being that your child is your top priority, you have to have your running mate there to basically be that support system. So, of course, the wife is going to always come in that second place. Now, grandma is going to be there in case, you know, some stuff go down and the parents can't really do what they need to be doing to help step in. So you want to have them as a third person to actually fall back on. Baby mama? Yeah, you're down there with the friends to me because that's, you know, that's where it is. If y'all are friends, hopefully y'all will be friends during this process, but that's where you are. You are a friend, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You fall, you're down at that bottom list. You know, it's still not to say that they're not all important people in your life because they are important people in your life. But as
mm-hmm.
far as where they stand as priority, yes, I think the child should always be priority because they're the reason why you should be making a lot of the decisions that you are making to make sure that they are taken care of. Your wife, again, is going to be there as your supporting system, so they have to be strong in your relationship also. So that's what the whole purpose of you both working together to take care of this child. And then mama is going to always have your back because she's your mama. You know what I'm saying? You are her child. She supported you to make sure you got the way you are. So now that you're out on your own, of course, those priorities change. That's why I said until the child reaches that certain age, they're going to be put first because you got to make sure they're taken care of so that they can go out into the world and then, you know, keep that cycle going. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But baby mama, you just a friend, honey. So, yeah, that's where you're going to be at, in the friend zone.
Right.
And you know, even though I always be the one to cry, I'd be the first one to say that, you know, my friends to me are my family. And if I call you a friend of mine, then I look at you as a family member, because that's how my friends have always been to me, you know, for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
For the most part, I can say. But, yes. And that's the way I see that. But it's like, that's just me. But as far as your immediate family, yes, you still have that priority to think of first, because even in your immediate family, your wife and kids are going to always come before your friends, even though they might be your family. You know, your cousins are not going to be as important to you in your life as your wife and your kids. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, your brothers and sisters are not going to be as important to you as your wife and your kids and your parents, because that's just the order of nature. That's how it is. So, yes, even though my friends are my family, they still got to fall back to when it comes to me and mine. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's how I see it. How about you?
Like I said, I think that the, like everybody always said, blood is thicker than water and you're never thirsty.
Mm.
But, you know, it depends. Mm. But I agree with people with the mom, baby mama being last.
Mm-hmm.
The wife being first, the children being second.
Hey, honey, you ain't no important. You ain't got no, your name ain't on no deed. Your name ain't on no title or nothing, okay?
So stay down somewhere.
Sit down, sit down. But they think, well, I have this child. Yeah, you did, honey. Mm-hmm. That's all you got, though. That's where they keep making the mistakes. But child, the one thing I did not like was the picture. Well, the picture of the baby mama that they had on there to represent the baby mama.
Hmm.
I'm like, now why the baby mama got to be a hoochie looking somebody for real? Like she had a club somewhere shaking her behind. Really? Really?
They're trying to symbolize a single woman doing her thing.
That wasn't a single woman doing her thing. That was just, like I said, a hoochie at a party shaking her ass. That's what I'm saying.
That's what, but for them it symbolizes a woman doing her thing. You know, she could be sexy and be out in the street, out in the club. She could be, you know, whatever. She's just not the wifey type. She's the baby mama type. And that's how they always consider the baby mama type to be a wild, you know, out there, you know, doing their thing type of, and that's not true for all baby mamas.
Mm.
But
you know,
mothers of your children is different from a baby mama.
That whole stigma about baby mama, you know, we talked about this on the show once before. If you go back into the history, mm-hmm. y'all will hear it. But we talked about the baby mama thing, and it's like, you know what? Yeah, the whole term to me is just one of those things. And it's like, I think that's the reason why a lot of them act the way that they do, because that's how they're being treated. That's how they're being looked at. Some people don't know how to pull themselves out of what's, you know, the title that's given to them. My
right.
is like, it's not what they say. It's not what you're called, it's what you answer to.
Hmm.
And act accordingly. If they call you young lady, act like a young lady. But when they call you a wild child, ratchet hood, if that's what they call you and you answer to it, then hell, that's what you are. Okay. Mm. But yeah, that's
right?
The whole thing for me. And it's like, yeah, and if that's what you keep considering to represent the mother of your children that's not married to you, then okay. Then that's the reason why, yeah, because that's what you went for. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Exactly what
mm-hmm.
you're the one shaking her ass in the club. And who wasn't about shit. That's what it looked like to me. You wasn't about shit, but shaking your ass in the club. That's what that picture represented to me. Sorry. That's what it did. You know, they didn't show no single mother out there working to support the child. No. They showed somebody out there in the club shaking her ass. That's what I saw.
Mm-hmm.
So if that's your representative of a baby mama, then that's what the hell, that's probably where you met her, shaking her ass at the club, and that's how you had the child, because y'all had these one-night stands. It was never going to be nothing more than what it was until you actually, oops, forgot to put a damn, you know, condom on or forgot to take your pill or whatever. That's what it was.
Right.
But that's a whole nother story for a whole nother day. Oh, yes, but the level of importance of family, and it's like, okay, but note that, okay, mama was on there, but, you know, okay, I guess they were just thinking about, you know, the women in your life as far as the employees. But where does father figure fit into that, you know?
Right where mothers are.
You think?
Mm-hmm. It should be the wife, the children, the mother, and the father, and then the baby mama.
Yeah, then they should say parent, not just mama.
Because it's, for some men, it's harder to distinguish importance in their life. Because boys are usually closer to their mamas. And they get it confused when mama's going to make decisions in the house. And the baby needs something, mama needs something, wife needs something, baby mama calling. And they get confused on who do I get first. And that's why the whole question started coming up, because a lot of wives started feeling that they were being second and third on the list, and the child was coming first, their needs and wants, then the baby mama, because, of course, for the child, and then if mama called, mama coming for everybody, and the wife just felt like, you know, I'm always last place. So in actuality, who actually does come first?
The child.
And it's supposed to be the wife.
See, that's why I said to me, to you the wife comes first, and I get that. But to me, it's always about that child, because that wife is supposed to be there to...
Well, if the wife comes first, because women are very nurturing and emotional beings, then she's going to make sure that the child is taken care of. That's why in the Bible, the man is first, then the wife, and then the children.
But you don't...
Because if the man treats his wife correctly, then she will, in turn, treat the kids correctly.
And see, but that's...
Because a woman is not going to let a child go without...
Hey, that's not always the case. Because, see, you got
to
remember.
Well, that's how it's supposed to be. They're not living like that.
Right. That's how it's supposed to be. But a lot of times, again, that's not always the case, because they get it twisted as to where it is that what's going on. See, a lot of women are very insecure when it comes to men that have children with other women. And they always equate the child to the baby mama. And that's not right for the husband, because it's like, that's your child. You're not doing for the baby mama. You're doing for your child. And again,
it depends on what they ask for. Some of them ask for ridiculous things two celebrities that was going back and forth to court. This man was giving her $1,000 a month child support. For his daughter, but he has joint custody. So 6 months out the year, his daughter lives with him, and 6 months out the year, the daughter lives with her. But he still has to pay the $1,000 a month, even when his daughter is with him. So he felt like they should cut it the 6 months I have my child, because I'm still paying her. But her stance was, I still have a house note. And lights and stuff to keep on over here. So he was like, well, that's your thing, because I still have it over here too. And you don't pay me the 6 months that I'm not there, so why should I have to pay you the, 6 months that she's not there? Why should I have to pay you the 6 months that she's not here? That she's here. And so it was a big old thing. So they went back to court or whatever. And they took it down to 800, but it was still, he was still providing for his child. But he just was like, why does it have to be a double standard where I have to pay?
It's always a double standard.
The full year. So for him, like, his baby mama would call him, and they would be going on vacation. And she would want him to pay for the vacation because she was taking his daughter. And he felt, I'm paying you child support, so why should I have to pay for vacation?
But this is the thing of discernment, though. Whatever it is his child support is, it's like you can pay whatever you want to for your child support while the child is staying there with the mother. And whatever else comes up, she can ask for whatever the hell she wants to. It ain't about what it is that you want him to do. My thing is, damn with what the hell you want at this point. Because you want me to basically support you. That's not going to happen. Now, if you're telling me that I need to pay for my daughter's ticket, why can't you pay for it? Because you should be working your damn self. Why can't you do something for her other than just basically put her on me and have me doing everything for her, and I don't have her the whole time?
Mm-hmm.
I get that. But again, some of the wives still look at it as though the baby and the baby mama are the same. And that should not be the case for the man. But we got to talk about that at a later time because we're getting ready to end this episode. Join us again tomorrow, same bat time, same bat channel, 8 a.m. y'all time, 9 a.m. my time.